actually what you're seeing, Brad, your lawn's not dead. It just looks dead because what you're looking at is all the grass from last year, you know, the dead tops that have died. You've still got living grass that's going to be pushing up through that. And it's not a matter of that it's a big emergency thing that you've got to get water on or else your lawn's going to die. Your lawn is going to come up anyway, so it's not so critical yet as a lot of people might think. It's just because what they're seeing right now is all their dead grass blades from last year that are still showing. So, but it is about time to start because people are fertilizing, and you always want to water in after you fertilize. And the top is starting to dry out a little bit. So especially if you have a newer lawn, if it's a less than a year old or a year or two old, it's good to start replenishing some of that water, especially since we didn't really have a very wet winter to speak of. And so, but it's not quite as critical as most people might think.
And just final question real quickly too. And if somebody has, like, if they're watering their lawn with a hose, you guys can take care of that, right? You do irrigation.
Yeah, well,
free
we won't
plug
come
for the business.
Over and move your hoses for you. But a permanent underground sprinkler system. And these days, all the new systems we're putting in come with a smart controller, which automatically adjusts itself throughout the season, increases as the temperatures increase, decreases the watering as the temperatures decrease. And then if it rains, it subtracts how much rainfall there was from how much water it's putting on your lawn. So it helps optimize the amount of watering you're doing so you're not overwatering or underwatering, giving your lawn the right amount of water when it